Dear friends, it is just really always a pleasure to connect with you every Sunday. It might be different. It might be online. It might be in the sanctuary. It might be in the parking lot. But I just want to say, just every little smidgen I get to connect with you is, I truly, it's a privilege and honor to do that. And I want to soak that up. And so just good to see you today and the opportunity God gives us. I believe that each one of us is desiring deep and long-lasting change. By change, I mean change for the better. That each one of us would have a little less hatred and anger. That each one of us would have more love and peace. That each one of us would have a little less impatience and grumbling and complaining. And that we would have more and more joy and kindness. That each one of us would have less sadness and discontent. That we would each have, that each one of us would have gentleness and self-control and joy. That we would have fruit. That's fruit. That's change, is when we bear fruit in our lives. Now, I don't know about you, but I think we sometimes go about change in our lives in some not so helpful ways. To bring change into our life, we oftentimes just focus on making outward changes, external changes to ourselves and the lives that we live. Let me explain. We used to get real life Christmas trees. Now, we're kind of those weak people now. We have the fake tree and we like that in our house. But we used to, as a family, used to get live Christmas trees. And we loved getting them. And boy, they looked so good, freshly cut, and how fantastic they smelled in the house. And it was our goal to make those Christmas trees look even more spectacular. So that's what we did. We tried to bring change. Brought out the tinsel, placed it upon every little branch, placed the lights meticulously on each branch so it looked perfect, then purchased and placed those ornaments so that the tree just popped and looked fantastic. And for 3 weeks, it was nice having the hot chocolate and just seeing that tree just glisten. How beautiful it was. But then January came. And that tree, as you all know, that real live tree, it begins to not look so beautiful. It doesn't glisten, right? It's cut off. We can add as much change to the outside of the tree. It's just not going to look as fantastic as it possibly could look. You know, my friends, I think we do the same thing in our own life with the changes that we like to bring as we do with Christmas trees. We like to dress up the outside of ourselves, thinking that somehow that will really bring that long-lasting and deepening change in our lives. We focus on our appearance on the outside. We buy those clothes that look fantastic, that might impress other people, and we put that big smile on our face to show people that we are changed in some way. And that's good. It's good to look good on the outside. Don't get me wrong. We also are very much concerned about what we look like on paper and what our resume looks like. We put down those achievements and things that we've accomplished, and there's nothing wrong with that. That's really good too. And we focus on our online appearance. That is today's day and age, and how we look online, on the outside. And there's nothing really wrong with that inherently. It's not sinful. But you see, my friends, focusing on the outside won't bring deep, long-lasting change that we're seeking and desiring. It's my belief that actually you could study it in Jesus' day. You see, his culture and time, they were actually focused on outward change. There was the sacrificial system. If you walked down to the market and you did your thing and you bought the livestock, and then if you walked over and other people saw you deliver that livestock to the temple and to the priest, and if you went through that sacrificial system, you see, on the outside, it looked like you had really done something significant. And then with the Pharisees, you see, they're so focused on their outward appearance in the Bible throughout the gospel. They're worried about where they stand in the temple. They're worried about if other people see how much money they put into the offering plate. They're worried how they look. They disfigure themselves to make them look a little more impressive in front of everyone else. And Jesus Christ came. And he spoke against that culture and time 2,000 years ago, and it speaks to us. How does deep and long-lasting change come? Jesus says in today's gospel, I am the vine. You are the branches. If a person abides in me and I in him or her, they will bear abundant fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. Deep, long-lasting change comes by being connected to the vine, to Jesus. And today, the good news, my friends, is that you're receiving that connection to Jesus, the most important connection that you can make. Because here at Peace Lutheran Church, we teach that Jesus comes to us in his body and blood. And all that fruit that I was talking about earlier, his love, his joy, that's a part of the vine, but you're the branch. You receive his love and joy, his peace, his patience. You're the branch. You get his peace and patience. He's got joy and unending kindness and self-control as his branch. You are receiving that as well today. Everything that the vine has is given to the branch. The vine doesn't hold anything back from its branches. You're receiving everything that Jesus has. That's what brings deep and abiding and long-lasting change for your life. Now, I know what you're thinking right now. You're thinking, Pastor, great, A-plus theology. That's I've heard that before. But today, May 2nd, Pastor, I'm not feeling fruitful in my life. I get that I'm connected to the vine, but my life is not fruitful. You know, there's a lot of reasons why all of us might not be fruitful. There's been loss. We've lost some valuable people. We always, whenever we lose a member at Peace, it's always valuable. Every single member of our church. That doesn't feel like progress or fruitful. There's been broken relationships, as there always has been. That doesn't taste sweet like fruit tastes. That's kind of bitter. There has been health concerns. That doesn't feel like peace and fruitfulness. My friends, realize this. If you're connected to the vine, fruit will come. It just may take a while. I'm not an expert botanist by any means. In fact, many of you know that you probably shouldn't gift the Luckies any kind of plants. It'll get destroyed very quickly. Some of you have figured that out. But I have been there at the moment when someone who is pruning the grapevine, when they've gone to work, and it looks like a destructive and very much so like the vine, this plant has been destroyed. There are the non-bearing fruit branches down on the ground. There is the bark of the vine that's been peeled off. It's down on the ground. Then there's the vine itself. It looks like it's bleeding. It looks like it has a mortal wound. How could it ever recover? It doesn't look great. But the pruner, the vine dresser, knows exactly what they're doing. Here's what they know. They know that sometimes they know that it's best that the fruit comes 3 or 4 years down the road. Isn't that crazy? Any fruit that comes before that time period won't produce great fruit. The vine dresser knows there's got to be delay. The vine dresser knows that it's best to cut off those non-bearing fruit branches so that support and strength can be given to the fruit-bearing branches. The vine presser, or the person that's the expert, knows that the time of fruitlessness, the time in which no fruit comes, is absolutely critical for that time in which the fruit comes. But most of all, they know that fruit will come abundantly, and they know that it's absolutely important to have those branches connected to the vine. Jesus knew what he was talking about. No other fruit needs such meticulous care and great attention, and Jesus brings it here because this is what we actually need. My friends, are you feeling fruitless today? Some of you may be feeling very fruitful. Praise the Lord. Keep it going. Stay attached to the vine. Let the peace and joy and patience and kindness just be spread with your friends and spread in your community. But some of you may feel fruitless. There may be anger and pain and malice, even discontent and sadness. Now, the world is going to tell you this. Change your ways and produce. You got to do better. Or the world will cancel you and say, just go to the side. We don't want you around. That's not the church's teaching. Our church's teaching is this. If you're feeling fruitless in your life, remember you're attached to the vine. Fruit will come. His love will come to you, and you don't have to earn it. His grace is there, and you don't have to prove yourself. His mercy is for you. It's just there. Take and receive. And the fruit will come abundantly in your life. Count on that fruit coming abundantly in your life, even if you feel fruitless today. Moses, he probably spent 60 years of his life fruitless. Boy, did he bear abundant fruit. Mary, she spent a time period in which undoubtedly she felt fruitless. Boy, did she bear abundant fruit. The womb, she bore abundant fruit in her womb. Peter, he felt fruitless, but he shared great fruit in he shared great fruit for Jesus and abundantly with so many others. So today, remember that message. The most important thing is to be connected to the vine, receive that body and blood, and if you're feeling fruitless, count on abundant harvest in the future. It's coming. Amen.